episode of Voices from Your Planet. Just a test, so I don't know what I'm really going to talk about, but I found this program online called Voice Meter Banana. And what it is you can use it to plug in multiple USB microphones into your computer, and you can mix them and you can record two mics at once, which was not something I could do just a little while ago before I downloaded this shit. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. I'll see what I want to talk about. Maybe we'll start with how are you guys doing? Good to see you guys, or good to talk to you guys. I'm glad you guys are here listening. This is the second solo cast. I gotta admit that I really do not like, well, it's not that I don't like it, but I don't feel 100% comfortable yet recording these solo casts. It's just sometimes it feels a little weird talking to nobody. Right now, currently, my wife and son are asleep on the couch next to me. So yeah, we'll give it a go. Hope you guys can bear with me for this one. If not, that's fine. I completely understand if you tapped out already. I've noticed that most of my solo podcasts don't get that many plays, but that's fine. I don't think I really get into anything too deep in any particular one. So these are kind of just whatever ones. I didn't put one out earlier this week. It's Friday. I'm recording this, and hopefully I'll upload this if it's good enough. I don't really care if it's not good enough. I mean, I do care in a way because I want to give you guys quality shit, but I mean, is it weird to just put one out that's kind of shitty just to put one out so that way I can stay consistent and, you know, do one a week? Or would it be better to skip a week and actually put something of quality out? It's a tough question. I don't know. I don't know who said it, but there was somebody who said, if you want to get good at something, you got to put in at least 1,000 hours. So the more I talk to myself on this microphone, the better I'll be. So hopefully the more I do it, the more comfortable I'll get. So again, thank you guys. Excuse me, I'm so burpy. Thank you guys for sticking with me. If you decide to stick it out to the end of this one, props to you guys. You guys are awesome. But yeah, let's see what we got to talk about. First things first. Earlier this week, I posted a thing on Instagram. If you guys follow me on Instagram, it's at Voices from the Planet. I posted a couple of documentary recommendations. What the hell? Yeah, sorry, weird. I was trying to Google something while I was talking. It's kind of hard. But yeah, one of them was this movie called Faith Connections on Netflix. And it's actually about a documentary filmmaker wants his dad wants him to go to this Indian holy festival called Kumbh Mela. Mela, probably saying that wrong. But it's where it's a holy festival that's 55 days long at this place in India where these three rivers combine. I don't think it's every year, but so the documentary follows him around and it meets up. I guess they find these people there that they follow. So one of them is this like 10-year-old runaway kid who hangs out with like different people and just jumps from like camp to camp. But I mean, this place is nuts. It's like 80 million people, I think they said, go there when it happens. It's like the biggest gathering of people. But one of the people they follow is that kid, and the other one is this old, they call him Yogi Baba, and he's this old sadhu who is raising, he has a 3-year-old kid with him, and he's raising the kid, and he adopted the kid when the baby was only 3 months old, and he went through this whole struggle. People thought he kidnapped the kid, and the police came to take the kid, and you know, he fought that battle and he ended up keeping the baby. So he's raising the baby on his own, just this old sadhu. And then another one is, another thing that I thought was crazy was there are like 135,000 people get lost or separated from whoever they went there with. So this one group started a service where it's like the lost and found compound. So if you've lost somebody or they're, I shouldn't laugh, but it's actually really sad. A lot of parents lose their kids just in the crazy crowds. They get separated, and like human trafficking is a major problem there. But they follow this one family who lost their three-year-old. And yeah, it's a really interesting documentary. The other one was called On Meditation. That one is pretty straightforward. It's just different people. Like Sharon Salzberg was on there. What's his name? Russell Simmons was on there. And a bunch of different other people just talking about their own meditation practices and what they do. And one of the ladies was doing like kundalini yoga and just their different daily practices for meditation. So we watched those two and I thought they were really good. So I posted a thing on Instagram, just making a recommendation that people should go check it out. It's pretty cool. Go check those out. Netflix, The Faith Connection and On Meditation. Another interesting thing that happened this week was for the Joe Rogan podcast. They did his 911th podcast, 9/11 with Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo. That one was interesting. If you watch or listen to that one, it's pretty crazy. It gets pretty nuts on that podcast. But yeah, so I guess that's good to start. It just feels really awkward. I don't really have like notes or anything of what to go on. I'm kind of looking at my phone to see if anything reminds me of cool shit I could talk about or whatever. But what can I say? I don't know if I'm that cool of a guy. I'm just a regular dude trying to do a podcast. Hopefully you see that anybody can do it. If you say to yourself, if this fucker can do it, then shit, I could do it. And maybe you're smarter than me or deeper than me or more insightful than me, so you can start your own podcast and talk about whatever shit you want to talk about and inspire more people to do the same. I did inspire two of my friends to start their own podcast. You may have heard me talk about it before, or I had them on my podcast as well. Matt and Chris, they started the Midnight Yeti, and that was directly due to me. So you're welcome, guys. You're welcome for the inspiration. But yeah, work has been shitty. It's funny. I listened to one of my other friends' podcasts, Michael Klein from One by One Podcast. And he has a job, too, that he isn't the most thrilled about. And I think a lot of people out there in the world aren't necessarily 100% thrilled about their current working situations. But you got to be grateful. At least we have jobs that, you know, give us a paycheck on a regular basis to afford us to be able to do the shit we want to do in our lives. I mean, take care of my family, pay for houses, pay bills. So even though I don't really like it, I do have to think long and hard. I'm not the type of person, I'm not there yet where I can just say, fuck this shit, I'm going to quit and follow my dream and not make any money at it for a long time. So I got to think about the family, my wife and my son, and our new baby that's on the way. Yeah, we're having another baby. I talked about it on the podcast, the swap cast I did with the Midnight Yeti. But it wasn't really, I mean, I don't know if we really like focused on it, but I have, me and my wife, we have one son who's 2.5. Oh, he'll be 3 in June. And we have another baby on the way, expected on April 2nd. So a couple more months to go. We actually have another doctor's appointment on Wednesday. But yeah, I'm excited to, we don't know what we're having yet. We, for our first child, we waited to see if it was a boy or a girl. We waited to find out the gender when it was born. So that was fun. So we're doing the same thing again this time around. We're going to wait so we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So that means we have names picked out for either one, depending on what we have. But I'm not going to share that with you. I got to keep some things private. But yeah, come April, we should have a new addition to the Yoshimoto Family Jam Band. And I'm excited to see how my son is as an older brother. He gets a little sassy sometimes, so you ask him, like, you going to help with the baby, or are you going to get us diapers? And he'll say, no, no. But I don't know, he's such a sweet kid. I think he's really going to do good. He's already, like, kissing my wife's belly and saying, good night, baby. And so I think he'll get it. There was a point of, like, last month or for, like, a week. He gets into moods, and he was really fussy and just not easy to deal with, as most parents with a 2.5-year-old may already know. They don't call them the terrible twos for nothing, but I think he's gonna be really good. And but during that time, yeah, people were saying it's because he knows the baby's coming, so he's like lashing out. He was just crying all the time, being upset about nothing. I mean, you would ask him, like, what do you want, and his answer would be no. It's like he was in love with that word no. Everything was no, 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 while crying. I posted a video on Instagram of him playing with the, like, spring door stopper, because that night he was, like, completely having a breakdown and didn't want anything and no to everything and so upset. But, like, he flicked the doorknob and it made that noise, and it totally distracted him for a minute. So that was nice, but I immediately went back to pitching a fit. But you know what? It makes up. He makes up for, as cliche as it is, like, the moments when he's cute and sweet and just a normal child is really, it's worth it. It makes up for all the times he's being a little dickhead. And yeah, you heard me right. Sometimes 2.5-year-olds can be dickheads. But I love him. And I can't wait for him to meet his younger brother or sister and just see their relationship and see how they get along and see how their personalities match, because this kid has quite a personality on him. He's really funny and he makes us laugh all the time. And it's weird, like, he knows when he's being funny because he'll do something silly and he'll crack up. And then, like most kids do, they just do it over and over and over. So sometimes I wonder, like, should I just not react? But it's hard not to laugh when he does something funny. But what my sister always used to tell me growing up is it's only funny the first time, but it's cute as shit every time. That's what I say. Yeah, so baby number 2, April 2nd. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I gotta have my wife on here and so we can talk about it, but yeah, like I said, I'm recording this one so I can have something for you guys. I don't know how long this is really going to go. I just looked at the time and it's only been like 13 minutes, 14 minutes. So yeah, I'm already feeling like, oh crap, what am I going to talk about now? I really liked doing the question and answers podcast. I wish more people would have left me questions. I only had like 4. But yeah, that was good. A bunch of people listened to that one, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, if at any time you guys want to leave me a question, you can email me at voicesfromtheplanet@gmail.com, all one word. Or you can leave me comments if you follow me on Instagram. Just ask me questions, and the next podcast I do, maybe I'll try and answer questions you guys leave on the intros. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I hope you guys do it. I still haven't gotten any reviews on iTunes. So if you guys want to do that, you can leave me a review on there and I can see that. And then I will definitely give you a shout out if you leave me a review. Reviews also help other people find the podcast because it raises you up in the charts and you know, lets people know, like, everybody, it's like, you know how Yelp works, right? Everybody goes on Yelp to see if a restaurant has a good review. If it has zero reviews or shitty reviews, like, I think worse reviews are, I mean, no reviews are worse than shitty reviews. Because sometimes shitty reviews, you got to take it into context. Maybe that guy's just an asshole. But no reviews means nobody even cared enough to write anything about it. But yeah, if you leave me a review on iTunes, I'll see that and I can give you guys a shout out. Maybe I should give a shout out to this guy on SoundCloud who found my podcast while listening to another podcast that I also listen to, is Mike and Tim Visit Earth. It's Mike and Tim from another podcast that we don't mention the name anymore, but they've recently started their own podcast and I love those guys, so I'm definitely going to follow them. But he messaged me and said that he heard about mines because Tim mentioned it on one of their podcasts. They were doing like a Facebook Live thing and recording a podcast, and they were taking questions from people on Facebook. And I had asked a question, you know, if they're going to do it every week. And Tim gave my podcast a plug on their podcast. And so Ian Young Money Tinsley said he heard it on their podcast, so he came and checked out my podcast. So Ian, if you're listening, thanks for checking it out. I don't know if you liked it or not. You didn't leave any other comments. I mean, if you hated it, I'm sorry. But if you liked it, let me know. Let me know if you're going to check out other episodes. Yeah. What else? So what do you guys hear in the news lately? Shit's all fucked up? Yeah. Some people think so, but how's your life? Is your life really that fucked up? I mean, I know everybody got shit that irritates them or their own battles. Everybody's fighting their own battles, but I mean, has Donald Trump personally affected your life? I mean, I guess if you're an illegal immigrant or if you're here on a visa and, or you were planning to come here and you're from another non-Muslim country or whatever, then maybe that's personally affecting you and your family. But me, he's not had an effect on me at all, so I could give a fuck less, really. I gotta worry about my own shit. I worry about, you know, my family, my kid, making sure my bills are paid, making sure this roof stays over our head, and nothing he's done so far has directly affected my ability. Sorry, I'm so fucking burpy, man. I was drinking a soda earlier. Yeah. I'm still able to do that, so I can't worry about what Donald Trump is doing. I mean, I see the things he did where he signed those executive orders to push through the Dakota Access Pipeline and that other pipeline. And that's kind of fucked up. I mean, there's people out there fighting against that. I mean, I don't know if everybody's following the story there. Well, they already are doing it, but there's people out there trying to stop them from building this pipeline through, like, reservation land, I think, right? Land promised to Native American tribes, and now these guys are trying to just drill or put a pipeline for oil right through it. And we all know that those pipelines break, and they're planning on drilling it under a river that supplies water to like thousands and thousands of people. So if that thing was to bust under that river, that could be devastating to the water supply. And then you'll have a Detroit in North Dakota. But I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. I don't really care about politics. I try not to get into it. Politics, it's hard to discuss with people. It's so polarizing that if you talk to somebody with a differing opinion, you might not be friends anymore. Or I forget who said it, but it always, there's like a equation you can use before one person is calling the other person a Nazi, which is really an unfair characterization, but whatever. Yeah. I'm not saying the Nazis were good people. I mean, they were bad people, but you also got to think a lot of those guys were just doing their jobs. You look at our military guys who are doing fucked up shit. And you might say they're just taking orders and doing their jobs, but I guess time will tell when this is history if they were looked at as the good guys or the bad guys. Depending on where you live, you see it differently. We see them as heroes, and where they're dropping bombs by drones, killing innocent people, they're the terrorists. You know, so I don't know, it's all perspective, I think. But yeah, we just gotta just let go of all that bullshit. You know, guys, we need to just come together and realize that we're all on this planet together, and keeping this planet healthy and alive is probably the most important thing that we should worry about. There's no need to fight over these stupid imaginary borders that were drawn up by some freaking people who just had power and control in mind. It makes no sense that, you know, one country is any different than on the other country just because a line separates them. We're all human beings. We're all people. And we all ultimately just want to be happy. So why can't we help each other just be happy, just uplift each other? You know, let people do their own thing. But, you know, just realize that we're all people. We all suffer. And we all just want to be happy. And maybe we can get along. You might be saying, God, this fucking guy sounds like a hippie. But, I mean, I do have a long beard. And I am growing my hair out. I do have a man bun, but that's a little more hipstery. But, yeah. You know, all I really want in the world is just for people to love more. That's the most important thing. Stop all the hating. Hate's gonna get you nowhere. The old, what is the Buddhist quote? It's like holding on to a grudge or holding on to hate is like holding a coal with the intent of throwing it at somebody. You're the one who ends up getting burnt. Oh, my two loves are rolling around on the couch. Don't fall off, guys. You okay? Oh, here. Hold on. Let me go put him on the... he's going to lay down right on the floor over there. That's fine. Actually, let me move him. Hold on. Right, and I am back. Just had to put my son on the floor so he can sleep without having to worry about him falling off the couch. And turned off the light, so now I got a little mood lighting in here. Got the Melaleuca, what is it, vaporizer, humidifier thing with the essential oils. The lights are going, it changes colors. Set a little mood to record the rest of this podcast. I don't know how much longer I'll go. Now it's been 20 minutes. I gotta stop looking at the clock when I do these things. I feel like it just makes it go longer. Or maybe I can just go on a tangent and talk for a few minutes. But I gotta stop worrying about how long it is. But, I mean, does it really matter? Do you guys like longer or shorter podcasts? I feel like if it's a conversation with somebody, the longer the better. Because you get more time with that person and get to touch on more topics with them. But when it's just me by myself, who wants to hear me drone on about bullshit that I don't even really know much about? Yeah, it's hard to just talk about myself. Or I don't know, I guess maybe it's a little hesitation of putting my opinions and stuff out there. I don't want to offend anybody, but I understand that people are going to be offended no matter what. There's always somebody. Hopefully none of you are offended. Hopefully if you're listening to this, you like what I'm doing, so maybe you agree with me. And if you don't, then we can talk about it and maybe express our differences and come to some common ground as humans. But if not, I mean, that's fine. I understand that it's not for everybody. But yeah, I want to try get more comfortable at recording these by myself and talking about things. Oh, here's some news in Hawaii. The first two like dispensaries got permission to start growing marijuana, medical marijuana for the state of Hawaii, which is great news that some dispensaries are going to be opening up. I mean, it's hopefully we're, I mean, it seems like it's going in the right step, you know, with the dispensaries, I guess every, what California and Colorado, or not California, really, Colorado has been able to prove like how good this stuff is. I mean, there are some bad things that come with these recreational and stuff like that, recreational marijuana use. But as long as the state has the plan to regulate it correctly without causing too much damage to the industry, then it's a good thing. And Colorado's, the state itself has gotten so much revenue from the taxes from the sale of marijuana that, I mean, that would help any state. So I don't see why we're not all moving in that direction. I mean, it's 2016. We all know that, well, we all should know that the medical benefits of marijuana are phenomenal, and they can cure everything from cancer, skin cancer with the CBD oil, with Rick Simpson's oil, reducing seizures, reducing inflammation, arthritis, people with like HIV and AIDS, it helps them. People going through chemotherapy, it helps them with like to have an appetite so they can eat. And I think even if you're not like suffering from cancer or HIV or seizures, it just adds a quality of life that's beneficial to everybody. I forget where I saw it, but there was a quote. It said, like, if you believe laughter is the best medicine, then all marijuana is medical. So, yeah, I think it's about time that we just let the states decide. And maybe when every state or enough states just decide to make it recreational, the federal government will just like let it go. Just let the states make the decision and just choose not to get involved. I know right now there haven't, I haven't heard or any too many like federal raids on any legal dispensaries in Colorado or Washington. But is it Washington or Oregon? Well, either one. I don't know. Those states, I'm from Hawaii, so to me, they're pretty much the same. I don't know much about either of them. I know Seattle is where grunge music came from, right? And Starbucks? But yeah, so maybe the federal government is just backing off and letting states just make their own minds up about this stuff. If the state leaders, you know, decided it's okay, then let them, let it be okay. And I mean, they'll do what's right, I suppose, and make sure that, you know, it doesn't get crazy. Oh, it's 11:11. Happy 11:11, you guys. Make a wish. Maybe that's my sign. They say that when you see 11:11, it's like a reminder that you're on the right path, or pay attention to this moment because there's something to be learned here. And I think it's interesting that I'm recording this podcast right now and I just turned on my phone and it was 11:11. So yeah, that's a good sign, right? That's a good omen. So maybe I'm on the right path. Just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep practicing these solo podcasts. I know I've said that like 3 times already. But I really do want to get better at just speaking, public speaking, which you might not think that because I'm recording this in my living room right now with my sleeping wife and child here as my audience, that this wouldn't feel like public speaking. But I know that people out there are going to listen to this. So in a way, there is that in the back of my mind that this is public speaking. You kind of got to watch what you say. But do we really? I mean, isn't that the beauty of podcasts? If you want to say whatever you want, you can just say it. I think so, but why can't I break through that barrier of just being able to say, you know, whatever? I mean, I'm trying. I still feel very awkward. Sometimes it makes me uncomfortable, but I want to be as open as and honest as I can with you guys, the listeners, so that way maybe you guys can be open and honest with the people in your life and just be, that's what would be one thing that could help this, you know, global population, is if we were more honest with each other. What does Ram Dass say? Maharaji told him, like, what? Love everyone and tell the truth. So, yeah, I'm trying, guys. Hopefully I'll get better. I want to be better for you guys. I just want to be better for you guys. Why won't you love me? Weird. That was weird. Sorry. But yeah, that's what I got to be not afraid to do, is be weird. And I mean, yeah, hope you guys like it. Yeah. I don't know if you guys listened to the last episode I did with Jason Seven Feathers Fox from Vetiver Farms, Hawaii. We were talking and I said the name of the company I work for and stuff. So I actually, it was weird. Like I was going back and forth, like, oh, should I leave it in there? Should I not? This is weird. I don't want everybody, like I said, I got to keep some things private. I didn't want to, you know, have the name of the company I work for out there. But like I said, I mean, if you really did your work, and you probably could figure it out, but that doesn't mean you have to. Why not keep it a mystery? You don't need to know where I work. Just know that I work for a hotel company and I hate my job, but don't tell my boss. Ah, fuck it. Tell my boss. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I wish I could do something more in the creative arts, I guess. Not like I want to be an actor or a singer. I did give some thought to trying to be a rapper at one point. My friend Chris Isseri, who won't text me back, Chris, or return my direct messages on Instagram, Chris. But in high school, when we were seniors, we did a rap for this local talent show thing we have here called Brown Bags to Stardom. I wish I had the video or the audio of that. That would be cool. So I know somebody has it somewhere, but yeah, so we wrote our own rap, you know, and performed it in front of the entire school at a talent show. And it was to the, was it the Alcoholics? Was the Alcoholics beat? I forget what the name of the song was, but yeah, so we tried that. It was actually really fun. That was something way out of my comfort zone. Like, it kind of started as a joke. Like, yeah, let's do a rap, man. We were both into rap. And at the time, hip-hop. So, yeah, we tried it. It was good fun, though, after when I look back and I think about it. That was something cool that I did, that we did together. And that'll forever bond us together. Chris, so return my text messages, bro. But, yeah. So I thought maybe I could be a rapper. I could write some shit. And my friends were very supportive and encouraging, telling me that I was good, even though I felt like I was shit. But so we actually did record a couple songs. I put one on one episode I did. I think it was one of the solo podcasts I did. I edited in a couple of songs. No, just one. Just one song. But I forget which one it was. I forget which episode. Oh, it was episode number 8. It's called Bonus Episode, Lost Episode from the Car. That was when I was just starting out, actually, and I recorded myself driving into work with my son and put it out as a podcast. So that one was probably really weird. Not too many people listen to that one, but if you go back to that one, episode 8, at the end, I put a rap that we did. Me and my friends started a record label / production company, I guess you could call it, called Lab Monkey Records. Or Lab Monkeys. And my friends and I, we made some beats. And since I was the resident MC, they had me spit a few bars on that shit. I don't know. Would it be weird if I put it on this song too? Or this episode too? Even though I already put it on another one? Is that weird? Would that be just like overkill? Like, man, this guy's trying to really promote himself as a rapper. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not. But either way, yeah, so go check out episode 8. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can kind of fast forward to the end if you want to just hear me spit a few lines. We recorded it one take with just like some weird kind of like effect on the voice to make it sound more like tinny. And actually, now that I have Audacity and stuff, I could actually record my own shit, because I still have like instrumental beats that we made that I didn't do anything with. I can actually write some new shit down and maybe become a rapper still. Hope you guys let me know if you actually made it this far in the episode. Like, leave me a comment on SoundCloud or shoot me a message on, drop a message on Instagram and let me know, like, dude, you should stick with it or stick to your shitty day job, dude. Yeah. I think it would be fun not to be, like, famous for being a rapper or anything, but just to be able to express yourself creatively. I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's more like poetry to me. I never thought of it as like what the kind of hip hop you hear nowadays. That shit is whack. But I'm talking like 90s when like the Wu-Tang was big. And I don't know. I was really into the Wu-Tang Clan in high school. One of my favorite MCs was and still is, even though I don't really listen to too much hip hop now. But I can always go back and listen to those albums. And he's super underrated. Unless you're like a big hip hop head, then you probably don't even know who this is. But Mr. Canibus, the Cannabis Man. Yeah. Fuck. How did I? Was in maybe 10th grade, 11th grade? So what is that, like 96, 97? No. Probably like 98, 99. Somewhere around there. I had an English class with my friend Daniel, who was on another. He was on an episode talking about his ayahuasca trip. But me, him, and a couple other of our friends, we had an English class and we had to write a poetry book as like a project and team. So the four of us teamed up, and what we did was we wrote like battle raps all against each other. And that's what our whole poetry book was. Fuck, I wish I had that. That would be funny to go back and read and see what the hell we wrote about then. But at that time, my friend Daniel turned me on to Canibus, the MC. I was already well familiar with Canibus, the plant, the sacred plant. But yeah, he was a major inspiration to me during those hip hop days, and especially when we were trying to write our stuff for the Brown Bags talent show. And just an MC that I would always listen to and still listen to this day if I ever throw the hip hop on the iTunes or whatever. But yeah, if you guys haven't heard of him, you guys should really check him out. Maybe I'll edit a song on here and put it at the end, but hopefully I don't get sued for that shit. But yeah, so I guess I'll cut it short here. I'll add that. Yeah, I'll put a Canibus song on here. I'm not going to put mine. I already put it on there on another episode, but I'll edit in a Canibus song here at the end. Yeah, but as always, guys, thank you for checking out the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you very much for sticking in there. Hopefully I'll get a lot more comfortable doing these things. I just feel very, very strange. But yeah, I want to give you guys a consistent, you know, amount of content, I guess. Even though this one is being recorded like at the last minute on the last day of the week. But technically, well, I guess it depends on how you look at your weeks. If you look at it from Sunday to Saturday, I'm still within the time frame here for this week. My boy Michael Klein has been killing it. One by One podcast, shout out, two weeks in a row, man. Jesus, I don't know how I'm gonna keep up, but I'm proud of you, man. Keep that shit up. I enjoy hearing it. I really like what you're doing, man. You're sounding really good on there. The last one you did with the comedian, fuck, I forget his name already, but yeah, that was a really good one. Yeah, it's that church family love. But yeah, so thank you guys for checking out this episode of Just Me Talking Shit. You can follow me on Instagram at Voices from the Planet. I do have a Facebook page. I think you can find it by searching Voices from the Planet. If not, look up Esteban El Fail. Maybe one day I'll explain what that means. Or email me at voicesfromtheplanet@gmail.com. I do have a Twitter, I think, but I don't really tweet anything. I don't even know what it is. Hold on, let me find out what my Twitter is for you. Hang tight, guys. My Twitter is VFTP_podcast. That stands for Voices from the Planet, obviously. So VFTP_podcast on Twitter. I am on Periscope as well. I think that's the same one, too. right? Let's see. I gotta know these. Yeah, same thing. VFTP underscore podcast. So you can follow me there. I don't have anything on Periscope regularly, but I did do a Periscope podcast that nobody came and sat in on and asked me questions, but that's up there on Periscope, probably under my save shit. But yeah, I'm gonna end it here, and I will see you guys next week with another episode of Voices from the Planet. Love you guys. Peace.
I don't understand how a writer would ever get writer's block, so-called. My problem is having too much. And being unable to.
Yo, why is the Ripper so ill? That would be an unpardonable breach of confidence for me to reveal. He said one of these days all eyes will be on me. When they look up in the sky and see the neon sea. Rhymes inscribed on a nickel disc encased in a glass with an ion beam for longevity for more than 10 centuries. Impressions and memories. The first time machine inventor will mention me. Cannabis was a visionary indeed. He believed like a traveling multiples of seed. The organic supercomputer that solved the mysteries of Klein Kaluza with two blue metric rulers. Like Cool J, but thought Stephen J. Gould was cooler. And he never liked to propagate rumors. Smoked Canary Island cigars. Liked American luxury cars and beautiful Asian bras. He had a strong mind. He used to philosophize about rhymes while he was pruning his bonsais. He claimed that he had written the greatest rhyme of all time, but he would never take it out as archives. He wrote two songs per day and was constantly experimenting with his wordplay. In his youth, he did a report on the Sloan Digital Survey. He got an F, but he deserved an A. I followed his career from the first day. It seemed the lack of support contributed to his inert ways. I seen him put in 24-hour work days with deferred pay, undeterred by the worst shame. Public humiliation was the worst pain. He was spinning out of control like a class 5 hurricane. He said he wouldn't want another MC to suffer the same, especially when there's nothing to gain. He was the illest alive, but nobody would face it. He spit till his tongue was too torched to taste it. Privately funded corporations carbon dated his latest creations to extract the information. They found it utterly amazing. They claimed the body of his work was the same thing as a priceless painting. Never mattered to him, the art galleries hated him, cause Thomas Kincaid called him, said he would take 10 complete enigmas wrapped in puzzles, encrypted in language with sound but without shape or signature. Kept files in his garage on MS-DOS in a fireproof pod. We thought it was hard. Outside there was a shed with an Oppenheimer lock. He apparently kept more wax than Madame Tussauds. We were in total awe cause it blew our minds. So many rhymes that were intricately designed. He was poet laureate of his time. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share some of his rhymes. Alone in my room, looking through the 32x telescope zoom, adjusting the focus of the moon. One should not assume the philosophy of David Hume is nothing more than a subjective conclusion. What is the maximum field rate application? The runaway glaciation surrounding the ocean basin affects the population fluctuation on a continuous basis, but that's just the basics. The juxtaposition of can I bust his position, the precision of something no other has written, way above and beyond what was intended. The unparalleled malleable enunciation of a sentence. You didn't go to college, obviously. I can tell why you're ungodly, unintelligible terminology, a remarkable odyssey. The rhymes are minor speeds when the brain orders the body not to breathe. Your competency is not up to speed. You're not in my league. You couldn't possibly be hotter than me. Or oppositely at minus 25 degrees. You squeeze, but the condensation makes rifle barrels freeze. Allow me to speak figuratively, nigga, please. My intellectual properties about the size of Greece. Your counsel advised you not to speak. My counsel advised me to keep rhyming till they stop the beat. In the words of Joseph Heller, I learned how to write better, even though it sort of irked me. He said he didn't understand the process of the imagination, but he felt he was at its mercy, which explains my point perfectly and certainly reinforces the reason why nobody's probably ever heard of me. Couldn't understand what I mean by ill, unless you try to translate what I print to film. This is the line of will, the circle of time, the cycle of eternity, the emergence of one mind. Academic phonetics render critics tongue-tied, the personified dry humor of cum laude alumni. A wise man sees failure as progress, a fool divorces his knowledge and misses the logic and loses his soul in the process. Obsessed with nonsense, with a caricature that has no content. My style is masterful, multilateral. I can battle a fool and be naturally cruel. Words of scorn are a disastrous tool. From my existentialist view, I'm a better rapper than you. Grab the mic and rip the physical fabric in two. My attitude is fucked up and admirable. Different methods interpreted into different forms from entirely different perceptions and seen from different norms. Not just spitting a poem, there's much more involved. There's much more pieces of the puzzle for you to solve. 48 orders of mechanical laws, arrays of creational calls, enhance the cadence of my bars. Maybe I am self-absorbed, but that's the effect to find the cause. You should ask my A&R. Today is what it is, but only because yesterday was what it was. Permitted, you've heard of Beelzebub, a tale of demons and drugs. Pissy drunk in the club with the DJ doing the needle rub. Chances are you never see me, son. Yeah, I know my name's Cannabis, but I can't help you if you need a dub. I came to holler at some big booty bitches and listen to the speaker stomp. Where you get conceited from? I'm so nice on the mic, they wanna beat me up. It's deep as fuck. I ain't seen it all, but I seen enough. Really unbelievable stuff. There's a lot of times when I wanna speak, but I'm stuck. I should leave this rap shit alone and kick my incredible rhymes in the privacy of my own home. My imagination is my own. The liberty to speak freely, lyrically on the microphone. With a pen in my hand, I bring motion to the Enneagram and become Ken I Millennium Man. Grave my back with the Emperor's stamp. It's been scientific rap since the 17th century began. Trying to escape the wicked empire, Def Jam. In a land where lyrics are bland and heretics hang. Every warrior has an axe to bury, but he has to learn to discern between enemy and adversary. I said to myself, Jermaine, this is insane. It's suicide, it's controlled flight into terrain. I fought to regain control of the plane, but went up in a ball of flames. I got banned from the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. For two bars I kept hammering in my head over and over again. It cost me everything. I'm convinced now that more than the truth is at stake. When people create language that pretends to communicate, euphemisms are misunderstood as mistakes, but it's a byproduct of the ghetto music we make. From an extroverted point of view, I think it's too late. Hip hop has never been the same since 88. Since it became a lucrative profession, is a misconception that a movement in any direction is progression. Even though the potency of it lessens, big money industries writing texts to suppress the question, and nobody gives a fuck no more. No one goes to the bookstore ever since the confluence of Moore's Law. But I stay in the lab like Niels Bohr and the son of God, Edward Lawrence and Leo Szilard. Lyrically, I took rap music and turned the knob to the right full throttle. I added panache. Why would I argue with my own conscience over the truth? That's like me telling myself, don't tell me what to do. Dialyses and analyses of battle MCs. Sometimes I say things I myself can't believe. My lyrical is so skillfully elliptical. I can understand how it makes you miserable. You wonder why I never let you play your beats with me, and why I keep my studio enshrouded in secrecy. You wonder what's my infatuation with Alicia Keys. Cannabis, why don't you speak to me? Yo, I meant it when I said no one can shine on a song that features me. That's why I said it so vehemently. You need to replace the hate with respect. I'm probably the best yet, Poet Laureate.
I go with the given, you know, with what comes to me over the celestial wireless. Whenever it comes, you're lucky when you get it.